Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. My co-host is Scott Dudley.
Over a decade of bringing you weekly wellness radio.
Yes.
And Maria looks younger, and I don't. But we're here. So the topic today is our Recovery Center program at Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Our Recovery Center program, outpatient program clinic. And we're talking about our evidence-based models.
And it's for adults.
Yes, absolutely. Our guest is an adult, so this works.
Perfect.
Our guest is Laura Lugo. She's an MFT intern, which for us is a mental health counselor, right? That's the, yes. The position that you fill. And then we're working at the Adult Recovery Center Program Outpatient Clinic. Yes. And you're the therapist. You're the clinician.
I'm right? One of four clinicians there.
Nice. Pretty busy clinic?
Yes. We have, I wouldn't say over 500 patients just in RCP. And we also have our FSP program, which is a full-service partnership, and that has our dual diagnosis program there.
And you carry, in theory, caseload about 20, 25 people?
Right now I don't have that many, but yes, normally I would have about 25 people.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. And they with these models, when we do evidence-based models, typically, say, 10 to 15, 16 weeks? Is that kind of the length of this type of treatment and service?
Normally, we try to go for 16 weeks. With our cognitive processing model, we can even do twice a week. If the patient is available to do twice a week, then we're allowed to give them two times a week. But for the most part, it is once a week that we meet with them. And like the CBT for depression is, this actually both of them are 12 weeks. But then we have our engagement. The first phase is our engagement phase where we do the psychoassessment and then we do our rapport building and we develop our genogram, which is our family tree where we do the genealogy mapping. And then from there we start in with the model. And that first phase we start doing not only rapport building, but we start doing just some basic CBT skills, which is a cognitive behavioral therapy. And those evidence-based practices are just basically giving them some coping skills, some really primary.
And this is for which model?
It's not really for any model. It's just really prepping them where we're going to go.
Okay.
Kind of like if we're going to start with, if we identify that they're good for CPT, then the first phase is just going to be, like I said, the rapport building. We're doing the psychoassessment, rapport building, doing the genealogy mapping. And with those sessions, for assignments, we start giving them their basic CBT skills.
So there's like an assessment period of a couple sessions, including like this genogram of the family, where you may even have a sense of what model. I mean, that may be determined as you go at some point. But you're also kind of testing readiness in some respects.
Exactly, because you want to see where the client is. Are they prepared to do this? Are they motivated to do this? And motivated, are they committed to do this? And we're identifying any avoidance issues that they might have, whether it might be substance abuse, medical conditions, or just avoidance in itself. I'm not ready to approach that part of my life.
Really active substance use disorder, for example, might make it really hard because they may go disappear for a couple of weeks.
Right. You know, and then that's a huge indicator that they may not be appropriate for therapy just yet because they're not in a place where it's something that they want to deal with.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.